Dallas is it's an awesome place. It's I've been in the semifinals here a few times, I think. So going into today, it was kind of my main goal to be in the finals, just because I feel like it's always something that's eluded me, and I just know that, it's a great venue for me. When you look at it on paper, it's, a fast course. It's kind of flat. It's at a little bit of altitude. There's some technical corners to ski, so it's kind of always felt like one of those places where I feel like I should do really well. But I've never been in the final, so it was super cool to make the final today. That's definitely been a goal of mine for a really long time coming in here. And it's also just an awesome place. We've spent so much time here over the years. We've kind of it's become a second home for a lot of us. Staying with the Kessler family up at the Hotel Colombes, and just skiing all the trails around here, and just spending a lot of time in this town. So it's super cool. I love coming here, and look forward to coming back here for the rest of our lives to, watch some ski racing and help out where we can, and ski the trails some more.
And you've kind of said that you're feeling fit this season. Things are going well, maybe kind of a lingering hamstring issue, but weren't really able to put it together in Ruka. How do you feel this performance as far as your confidence for the season?
It feels really good for sure. I was pretty bummed about Ruka. My skis ended up icing in the sprint qualifier, and I ended up doing a face plant in the stadium actually. So that was like a really rough way to start the year, because I knew that I was really fit and my classic skiing has felt really good this year. So it felt pretty crappy to, kind of have the first sprint of the year turn out like that. But doing, some distance racing and some time trials this fall, I knew that I was really fit coming into this season. And so it was cool to finally feel like I was able to kind of showcase that with the race today. I was for sure nervous going into it, just because I feel like by design I haven't done a lot of speed work in skate or classic right now. I've mostly just been kind of focusing on my fitness still, and my endurance. And so I knew that I was fit, but didn't know how quick I was. And so to have a good qualifier, and then be able to ski through three heats, definitely was a huge confidence booster. And just psyched with the rest of the season coming up.
It seemed like things stayed pretty tight as far as the heats didn't really spread out much, and I think as far as like getting out of the semis, it was kind of a nail biter whether or not you'd be able to keep that lucky loser spot. Can you talk a little bit about tactics as far as it just seemed like things stayed pretty close together.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. There was a little headwind actually going across the really long flats, like out to the only climb. And that, that straightaway is so long and it's just gradually uphill. And so I think that, just having a bit of a headwind there just kind of kept everyone quite close together. And it was fast on the downhill today because the downhill is quite glazed, but pretty much everywhere else, it wasn't that fast. The snow wasn't super fast. So I think, combination of those two things really kind of kept all the heats really, really close and tight. I was, I knew with the other guys, with Federico and with Eric Volness and Bolshinov in my quarterfinal, I knew that that would be a really fast quarterfinal. I just kind of focused on being top four. Obviously, I wanted to be top two in that quarter, but knew that, if I was third or fourth, there'd definitely be a good shot that I would move on and advance out of that quarter too. So that was cool just to be able to, ski a really hard effort there, but it definitely took a lot out of me for that semifinal. And then, the cool thing about skiing a semifinal is like, that your chance of advancing is much better than your chance of advancing from the quarters to the semis. So I just focused on putting together another really good heat, and just, you know, trying to get to that final. And I think it came down to, you know, pretty tight lunge at the finish there. So, I came out on the right side of that lunge today, and luckily got that spot into the final.
And Sophie on the podium, you in the finals. How are you guys as far as excitement, energy?
It's awesome. It's always just, it makes me so proud to watch Soph ski. It doesn't really matter what result she gets. Just watching her ski, watching her race, it makes me super proud. She's such a beautiful athlete. She's such a beautiful human being with whatever she's doing. So it's pretty cool for me to see that. I'm for sure a proud husband. I think we're gonna kind of use each other to really stoke each other up for this whole season. And we're both quite lucky to have each other. Especially when both of us are feeling healthy and fit and fast. It's a cool feeling for sure.